Pope Francis's recent visit to the United States shows how far we have come as a nation. Back in the 1920s, the Ku Klux Klan used anti-Catholic rhetoric to gain influence in a number of Midwestern states. When, in 1928, the Democrats nominated Al Smith, a Catholic, for president, some argued that if Smith were elected, it would be the Pope who would sit in the White House. The South had voted solidly Democratic since the end of Reconstruction, but that year, four Southern states voted Republican. We all know that when John F. Kennedy ran in 1960, he had to confront anti-Catholic sentiment head-on. Can anyone imagine an invitation in 1960 to a pope to address a joint session of Congress? Yet now, in 2015, the entire nation has just celebrated the pope's visit, which included an address to Congress. Catholic and non-Catholic alike listened intently to his speeches and treated him with great respect. Who says a nation cannot make significant progress in combating bigotry? As I listened to Pope Francis address Congress, I heard a man asserting moral leadership. To my mind, his basic message is organizing society based on market principles where the pursuit of self-interest is supposed to result in the best of all possible worlds ignores the moral dimension of life. Public policy must impose a moral order on the marketplace. Many economists reject the Pope's view. They argue that market-based societies such as the United States, organized under the principles of free enterprise capitalism, have been the engine that has lifted hundreds of millions of the world's people out of poverty. The implications are, it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. I do not deny that economic developments since the rise of capitalism have lifted many millions out of poverty. However, it is ludicrous to imply that nothing is broken. The recent economic meltdowns in the U.S. and Europe, and the outrageous increase in inequality that has been the trend in the United States for the past 35 years, both give the lie to complacency. We should judge the United States not by how much better off we are than, say, 50 years ago, but by how we are doing compared to how much better we could be doing if we utilized all our resources, our unemployed workers, our uneducated poor, our green technologies, and curbed the financial speculation and looting of our economy and environment by quick profit millionaires and billionaires. What Pope Francis said in many different ways and in many different contexts is that the political will of the people, acting through their elected representatives, must make the rules so that the pursuit of self-interest in the marketplace will actually result in the greatest good for the greatest number, rather than a massive concentration of wealth and power in the hands of fewer and fewer people. Those who argue we have too much government intervention, destroying the freedoms of the job creators, are either ignorant or dishonest. In fact, we have too little government control, and the results have been clear to anyone willing to accept reality. Pope Francis has appealed to our better nature to make the economy work for all. This task cannot be left to the so-called magic of the market. Prices often do not accurately communicate real costs to society, and benefits are not always accurately communicated by the willingness of individuals to pay. One must change the incentives of the market with taxes, subsidies, social provision, or regulation. Freeing billionaires to get even richer has been a disaster for the vast majority of us and for the planet as a whole. We need to take the Pope's messages to heart.